For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The car fire in Redding, California has claimed at least 6 lives and destroyed hundreds of buildings. Nearly 40,000 people are still evacuated, and they're waiting to find out when they can return home. CAL FIRE Incident Commander Brett Govea is urging residents to be patient.
Those areas in and around the city of Redding that are undamaged, that were precautionary, that we took everybody out based on the fire behavior that we saw, as we were being very conservative, you're going to see those repopulating very soon.
Firefighters have had their share of challenges fighting the blaze, including hot weather, steep terrain, and having to ground their own planes because of drones.
We ask that you please refrain from flying drones over the fire.
Also, a second firefighter has been killed fighting the massive fire near Yosemite National Park. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history, and there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product, so I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results on your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
A man who might be infected with the Ebola virus is being treated in isolation in a Denver hospital. Dr. Connie Price says they expect test results in the case soon.
The patient in question had reported being in an area of the Congo on a medical missionary trip, but he was in a location where the Ebola outbreak had recently been officially declared over, with no cases reported for at least 45 days.
It looks like gas prices are dropping just a bit. The average price for a gallon of regular grade gas in the United States fell 3 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.91. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
It's 59 cents over what it was a year ago. It will probably not continue dropping, except perhaps for a very small amount, because gasoline prices are following crude oil, which is in sort of an inertia band, not rising greatly up or down.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Secretary of the Treasury is bragging about the great numbers in the latest report on the U.S. economy. And USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
I think we're well on this path for several years.
On Friday, the government reported that the U.S. economy expanded at an annualized rate of 4.1% in the year's second quarter, the fastest pace in almost 4 years. On Sunday, Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says,
So I don't think this is a 1 or 2 year phenomenon. I think we definitely are in a period of 4 or 5 years of sustained 3% growth, at least.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. The GDP growth in the second quarter was powered by consumer and government spending. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Many women that attended this weekend's Dallas Bridal Show were saying yes to the dress. With more on the story, here's John Clements.
Thousands attend the Dallas Bridal Show, which is a one-stop shop for all things wedding-related. The one catching most of the attention was a $2 million wedding dress. Naomi Butler, owner of the Dallas Bridal Show, describes the $2 million wedding dress.
The bodice having $2 million worth of diamonds that are on the bodice itself. It goes from the front to the back on the arms in a few layers, kind of like a sleeve of diamonds.
The wedding dress even comes with its own security detail. I'm John Clemens.